We're glad that you're here. All right. Amen.
Well, it's a great blessing to be here this morning. I know it's Mother's Day, and I'm thankful for Pastor who allowed us to come here today and be able to share what the Lord has been doing. I'm very thankful that for the first time in a long time, we're able to see our daughter Anna, and Anna is here, and James and Mary. We have three children. How many have never seen me before? How many have never seen me before? Okay, several blessed people. Okay. We are Jim and Valerie, not Kenefews. We are the Kineses. Okay, and we have been in Hungary now for 20 years, and before that we were in Malaysia for 5 years, and God has been doing a wonderful thing. He's been answering your prayers, and that's what I want to share with you this morning, how that God has been answering your prayers. Let's take our Bibles, first of all, and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, what I'd like to do this morning is give you what I believe is the... I'm going to preach a little bit later at the end of Sunday school, but it's going to come to a climax, to a point. And I want to, first of all, give you the climax and the point and share about the ministry. I have a 7-minute DVD presentation, and we'll take a few minutes for questions and answers as well. Many of you know exactly what's going on there. How many of you are munchers here today? Munchers. Oh, look at the munchers. Okay, good. How many are hungry? All right, we'll work on that in a minute, okay? And you know what's going on, so I want to take some time to go a little bit more in depth and tell you what's going on behind the scenes and all the blessings of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. And before I do that, I'm very, very privileged to have my my mother-in-law for many years. If you looked in my wallet, the first picture that was there was my mother-in-law. Okay, my father-in-law, Nino and Maxine Quintana, they're here for Anna's graduation, and so we're just excited that they're here as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. For we, Paul, writing to the Corinthian believers there, we Christians, we are laborers together with God. We are laborers together with God. What a tremendous truth that that is, that we are just laboring together with God. You that have been praying for us, we are laboring together. God wants all of us. Acts 1:8, ye shall be witnesses unto me. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. We are to be witnesses everywhere. And God said, you wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit came. They were sent out with the gospel, and God wonderfully blessed. And when God blesses, he takes an account, and we are laborers together with God. In Hungary, it's just wonderful to see what God has done and how, when God is in it, there's no other way we're going to see increase. And you folks praying for us is a tremendous blessing as we are laborers together with God. Let me review just a little bit about what the Lord has been doing. As I said before, we were missionaries in Malaysia for about 5 years. And we left Malaysia there in the hands of Bill Toh, the national pastor. And he is married, and he has four beautiful girls. Wednesday night I said he married four beautiful girls. But he didn't do that. He's married with four beautiful girls, and they have been doing a tremendous work. Bill is a very well-respected pastor there in Southeast Asia. He travels to China and other places preaching. The church there, the Bible Baptist Church of Kuala Lumpur, they support missionaries. They have began a new work in Malacca, Malaysia, and the work is going on there very well. Malaysia is a Muslim country. We'd never had a visa there, and so we went in and out of the country every 3 months. But God has been faithful in preserving that work. You remember when Gorbachev, if you're old enough, when he said, Reagan said to Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, open this gate. And as the walls came down, we saw once-in-a-lifetime opportunities all across Central and Eastern Europe. And young people here today, I want you to know there are still yet once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. I want to emphasize to the young people this morning what a great privilege it is for Valerie and I to be missionaries. When you serve the Lord, every day is a vacation. It's a great privilege. There is no sacrifice in being a missionary. It's a great privilege. And there are places all around the world, especially across Europe, that need missionaries. And so I want to emphasize that as well. Well, when we we looked around Europe and we just kind of surveyed different fields. We heard of other people going to Romania, others going to Eastern Germany, but we never heard of anybody going to Hungary. And so that was the main reason why God led us to go to Hungary. And another reason why, and a smaller reason, but a great privilege to be ministering in Hungary, it's a land where my father was born. My father was born in Hungary, and he was of German ancestry. Kannst du auch Deutsch sprechen, Tamás?
Nein.
Kein? No?
Kann nicht Deutsch sprechen.
Kannst nicht Deutsch sprechen, okay. Wally, hi. Ach. Guten Morgen. Kannst auch nicht. But I learned German when I was growing up. Unfortunately, I did not learn Hungarian. I'm sure Pastor has already told you that we're going to be speaking Hungarian in heaven. Have you told him that, Pastor? Not yet? All right. Do you know why we're going to be speaking Hungarian in heaven, don't you? It takes an eternity to learn. Okay? It's a very challenging language. It's known to be a very difficult language. It's from a completely separate family of languages. All those other European languages are Indo-European languages, but Hungarian is the Finno-Ugric family of languages. Now, let me give you a little quiz, okay? You're very good at quizzes. I'm going to give you the days of the week in Hungarian, and you tell me if I'm beginning or I'm ending with Sunday, okay? The days of the week in Hungarian, am I beginning or am I ending with Sunday? Nem mondel, jó? Okay? All right. Here we go. Vasárnap, hétfő, ked, szerda, csütörtök, péntek, szombat. All right. How many thought I began with Sunday? One or two brave hands. How many thought I ended with Sunday? Ah, there's the hands. Szombat, Sunday, szombat, Sunday. That sounds a little bit like English. Wrong. That's what Hungarian is like. It's a very difficult, very challenging language. Thank the Lord we were able to learn it, and God allowed us to minister there in Pécs, Hungary. You know the wonderful thing that God did 15 years ago? God brought Gideon and Yolanda Ola. Do you know them? I think so. They are tremendous soul winners, and God used them to help us to see the first work established in Pécs there, and we're excited about what the Lord's been doing there. And God is just continuing to bless the work there. And then 13 years ago, David and Jean Potter came. And they've been a tremendous blessing, helping us get the Bible Institute started. And we're very thankful for their joint ministry with us. And they're working. They're in the States right now, but we're thankful for their co-laboring ministry together with us. Well, 5 years ago, we sent out the Ola family to begin the Lighthouse Baptist Church. How many people have been to Lighthouse Baptist Church? All right. Pastor has, and he's going to be going again. And thank you for sending your pastor to Hungary. He was a great blessing. He came for our last year for our church chartering, and we're excited about that. And you'll see his picture in a moment. He really does go there, and you'll see his picture in a moment. And we're very thankful for the sacrifice that he makes to come and visit his missionaries. God is doing a tremendous work there in Nagy Kanizsa. Nagy Kanizsa, folks, what's happening there, there's not many places on the face of the earth what's happening there in Nagy Kanizsa. Continue to pray for them, and we're excited to have been a part of starting that work there. 3 years ago, I had the chance, when I was in Budapest, to visit the 15th district. I brought someone home, and God just broke my heart. And as I saw hundreds and hundreds of high-rise apartment buildings, and I cried out to the Lord, Lord, who is going to reach all these people? And the Lord used that to show me that he wanted me to be a missionary in Budapest. Shortly after that, when Valerie saw the 15th district of Budapest, she also was burdened and realized that God was sending us to Budapest. Well, we needed a place to stay. And your pastor knows very well that postage stamp apartment that we had, there is missionary friends the Holmans to the Romans. They minister in the Rome area. And the wife is of Hungarian ancestry. Her mother died, and she inherited this apartment. And so we called her up, and we told her, well, we want to plant a church in Budapest, and this is our plans. And she got excited, and that's wonderful. You know, please go ahead and use the apartment, and we're excited that you know, that it can be used for that purpose. And so God provided a place. We knew the language. Now we just needed to meet some people. One day I was coming home, and there was this lady walking down the street. Now, she was walking slow, and I mean very, very slow. Her name was Viola, like, you know, Viola. And she was going down the street, and I went up to her. She was 82 years old. She never married anybody. She never has any. She doesn't have any sons or daughters or any relatives. And imagine, for 40 years, Viola was a taxi driver in Budapest. Okay, we met her on the street. She came up to our apartment, and oh, she just began coming to our services. She loved the Baptists. Oh, the Baptists are the best. The Baptists, the Baptists, and she just loved our services. But she was not yet saved. One day I was preaching, and I said, well, if you don't trust Christ as your Savior, you're going to die and go to hell. And even you, Viola Nini. Oh, her eyes got big. And shortly after that service that day, we had the privilege of taking a Bible and showing Viola how to be saved. She trusted Christ as her Savior. She began coming to our services. She loved to come. And yet one day she was strangely absent. And so I went to her apartment, knocked on the door, and the dogs announced our coming. But she didn't answer. I knocked again, and it was just strange that she wouldn't come to the door. And I eventually got the landlord. We went into the apartment, and there I found Viola. She had fallen and bled out, and she had died. And people, you know, I've always asked myself, Lord, why did you send us to Budapest? If it was just for that one soul, it would have been worth it all. And God has been doing a tremendous work since that time. Folks, I want to say that God is continuing to do a great work. When missionaries go on, you know, furlough, they might have another missionary fill in for them, or somebody come in from overseas, from America, to fill in. But God did a wonderful thing in that he provided a young man there. His name is Kevin Keenan. He's an independent Baptist pastor. He pastored for a number of years at an independent Baptist church in downtown London. I mean, right in the inner city. And he was he's a great soul winner. There was a time that him and another elderly man, they visited an area around the church. It was like 1 square kilometer. And him and this elderly man knocked on doors, visited this area for 22 years. Okay? He loves souls. He loves street preaching. And he married a Hungarian girl. He's back in Budapest. His desire is to start a Baptist church in Budapest one day. He was attending our church. So when it came time for Valerie and I to come here, he agreed to take our place. And so right now, Kevin, he is doing the preaching there, and God has provided from inside the church someone to take our place. There's a young man, Gabor, Andrelli Gabor. He was a church member in Pécs. He had a good paying job there. There are not many good paying jobs in Hungary. He worked for the post office, and God led him, and he left Pécs. He moved to Budapest, and he also is helping us there in the work in Budapest. One of my great prayer requests is, God, send us people to help us. God sent Kevin. God sent Gabor. And so God's been doing a wonderful thing. When I left, again, we had a textbook case, you know, that the missionary leaves and the work kind of dissipates. And yet, folks, God is answering your prayers and mine in the fact that the work is not only remaining, but it is flourishing. It is growing, and we're very thankful for that. God's done a wonderful thing. The last Sunday that we were there, on February 24th, and people gathered around us and they prayed, oh, you know, God be with you till we meet again, we sang. And the people, you know, kind of sent us off. And I warned them, now when the cat's away, the mice will play. Don't do that. Be faithful. And the next Sunday, they had more people there than the last Sunday that we were there. We've had about 10 or 12 first-time visitors in the last 2 months since we were here. And so God is doing a wonderful thing. Folks, I've got a brand new, fresh request, a prayer request that God answered just today. Okay? God did a wonderful thing by answering our prayers. When we left, there were two, prodigal church members. Okay? They were baptized church members, but they left, they just vanished. 3 weeks ago, God brought back Lajos. And we prayed, and God brought back Lajos. Lajos is I can remember that in one hand over 3 years, I can count on one hand the Sundays that he had missed. And he was gone, and yet about 3 weeks ago, God brought him back. And then we prayed for Jakos Reka, R-E-K-A. How many of you prayed for Jakos Reka? Do you remember her? Did you pray for her? Okay. Jakos Reka returned to church this morning. That was a tremendous answer to prayer. And when they came back, both Lajos and Reka, people just gathered around them, loved them, encouraged them, happy to see them back. And folks, it's all because you folks are praying. You know, I'll never forget what Pastor has said once about the work there. He said to me, you know, your inner city work. Now, when you think about the church in Budapest there, we're in a wonderful area of town. I mean, it doesn't look like inner city. The people that we reach are not destitute. They're not homeless. But they're, you know, a couple steps above that, one or two steps above that. And so in many ways, as a new church, we're reaching people that are, you know, economically challenged and maybe like some of us here too. And yet God is doing a wonderful work. And what Pastor said, you know, if God does anything in an inner city ministry, it's something that God does. And that's just something that I can just praise the Lord for and thank you for, again, for your joint laborers together, for we are laborers together with God. Let's go ahead and take a look at the ministry presentation. And Valerie's going to be singing on the ministry presentation. That's one of our brand new prayer cards, and so plan to pick one of those up. And how many people are hungry today? Anybody hungry? How many are hoping that the service doesn't last too long because you're getting hungry? What do you do when you're hungry?
Pray for hungry.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Like music to my ears. When you're hungry, pray for hungry. Let's say it together. Can we do that? Everybody all together, just a minute. Let me get wired up here. Okay, ready?
When you're hungry, pray for
Oh, come on, let's get more enthusiastic than that. We're Baptists, we love to eat and sit down, right? Come on, let's say it again. Ready?
When you're hungry, pray for hungry.
I trust that you'll do that. Kids, remind your parents of that. And we're just excited about that. Go back. My wife has some of her CDs there, and some of you might not have her newest one. There is a munchie sign-up. If for some reason somebody does not yet get the munchies, Greg Myers, you can also get one of those, okay? And we're just thrilled for what the Lord is doing. Let me give you some ideas of what some of the things have been going on kind of below the surface. For those of you who don't realize, this is our home church, and we're thankful for your faithfulness. I was pastor's first assistant pastor many, many moons ago, and I remember... do you remember those days? You had that little offering envelope for assistant pastor. You remember that? And many of you gave and prayed, and God did a wonderful thing. And then God called us to Malaysia, now Hungary, and God's doing a wonderful thing there. We are in the 11th district of Budapest. That district that had all the high-rise buildings, that's the 15th district. There are 23 districts in Budapest. My wife and I, our desire is to see God raise up workers to help us plant a church in every one of those 23 districts. Now, to do that, we need more help. Anybody willing to come? Anybody would like to come? Anybody planning on coming? We need young men and preachers and pastors' wives. And I think the Lord is working in some hearts. There's a couple of young boys that grew up in the ministry there in Page, Zoli. He's now married. And we are praying that one day God leads him to come up to Budapest. Of course, we're thankful for my son James and Jamie. And they are, James completed his Master of Divinity last year, and he's looking forward to coming back to Hungary. I trust that God lead him to Budapest. Belush. Belush is the son of the Gados, and Bela and Andi Gado. And God just recently called him into the ministry. He was at the technical university studying to be a surveyor, and God called him into the ministry very recently. And so God is preparing a number of people, and he sends people along our way, but we still need more people. Stephen Rains, are you coming to Hungary?
I'm open to it.
Amen. All right. As long as you're open to it. Okay. Now, listen, for those of you who might think otherwise, Rick Simons and I, we're great friends, okay? We are wonderful friends, and there's no competition there, but we want people to come to Hungary. And so let me just maybe give an opportunity if you have a question.
Right there.
Thank you. All right, good. Thank you. Right. Who has a question that might... about what's going on, or maybe something about the future or something? Who has a question? Yes.
You had talked about one of your lunches about being in Slovenia. How far is Slovenia from Budapest? Because they don't have any churches there, correct?
No, not that I know of. Slovenia has always burdened me, and we go through Slovenia on our back and forth when we go to Italy. And yeah, Slovenia is a tremendously needy country. You have Croatia down to the south. It's very heavy Catholic. I think it'd be more difficult to get into Croatia than it would Slovenia. But there is a great need for churches in Slovenia. Ljubljana. Yeah, it's about an hour and a half from Pécs. It's about 3 hours from Budapest, so it's very nearby. And so Ljubljana, I've been very burdened for that, the capital city of Slovenia. Some young people should consider Slovenia. We went to Hungary because there was no one else going there, and maybe there'd be someone here, a young person that would be burdened to go to Slovenia. No one's there. Yes, sir.
What will Anna be doing?
Okay. Right now, Mary is kind of helping Kevin and Gabor, watching the fort and doing interpreting and things like that. And Anna is going to be taking Mary's place. Anna is going to be going back on Tuesday. Anybody want to go back with her? She's going to be going back, and she really is going home. We really feel that someone said to me this morning, "Welcome home." No, we're not home. This is our home church, but our home is in Hungary. That's where our people is. That's where our life is. I don't mean to be cute or cutesy. That's just the way it is. When God calls you to a place, He just knits your heart to the people there. And you saw our family. Not only is it the church family, it's the Kenneth family. And we're just so thankful for what the Lord's been doing there. So Anna's going to have a great part taking over Mary's spot, interpreting, visiting. And you know why Reka came back? Reka came back to church today because she has a close relationship with Anna. Okay? And she came back, and we're just thrilled. We're just thrilled that Reka came back. You know, I met Reka. I was on my way to visit somebody in the hospital, and she was sitting on a bench. And I sat down next to her as we were waiting for a bus, and I noticed on her notebook English lessons. And I said, I started talking to her in English. And that's the way we got the contact with her. And the Lord just led her to come to the church, and she's been now baptized. She's a member, and God's just done a wonderful thing in bringing her back to the church. Another question? Yes.
What is the population of Budapest?
Yeah, it's 2 million, and metropolitan about 4 million. Yeah, Budapest is the population is shrinking. It's zero population growth, very slowly, but it's not growing in population. Okay. The religious makeup of Budapest. There are, it is, Hungary in general and Budapest is Catholic in name only. You have Reformed churches there, which are like Presbyterian churches. But most of the people who say they're Catholics, they do not attend services. Whereby in Poland, for example, I heard 47% of the population go to church in Poland. They are Catholic. Now, those other countries around there, like Czechoslovakia, atheist, no background at all. And thankful for, there in Hungary, you never had the hard communism that they had in other countries. Religion was kind of suppressed, but not as bad as other countries around that place. There are, the charismatics are very active there. The biggest charismatic church is called the Faith Church. And the Faith Church has, like, I think, the sixth largest denomination there. People always ask about Muslims and do we have problems with Muslims? Virtually none. There is a mosque near our house. You can see a few, but most of those are like students that have come in from the outside. It's not really a big problem there. But all the cults are there. And the Mormons are there. I was preaching down in Page, and imagine two Mormon missionaries came in. And, of course, I stopped and preached the gospel. They said, oh, yeah, we believe that, we believe that. So that was very interesting. So there's a great need there in Budapest. Yes, Mrs. Wright. Thank you, Mrs. Wright, for working on our prayer letters. She is the one that works at getting our snail mail prayer letters out. Well, I don't know that that Hungary necessarily, you know, works to keep them out or rejects them or anything like that. I think the one thing that has kept Hungarian unique in its culture, it kept us out of the Balkan Wars down to the south, is the fact that Hungarian is a spoken language, and it's just Hungarian. And the people are not, you don't have other languages, and it makes it kind of unique in and of itself. You saw a couple of a young black boy and a black girl. They are from Nigeria. They are from the technical university that's right adjacent, right across the street from where we meet. And so there are very few black people there as well. But then again, they're because of the university, they're coming in because of that. Yes, sir. Yeah, there are a few, like missionary, international school, which would have a very high, you know, tuition and everything. I know the Olas have a desire to start a school. I think that's going to be a very daunting thing. I think that the government puts a lot of very high standards and requirements, which would make it very expensive. And the schools there, you know, all the schools almost unilaterally outside of America are the education is much higher. The demands upon students are much higher. When when children are in first grade, they're already learning a second language. You know what? People that speak three languages, you know what they're called? Trilingual. You know what you call people that speak two languages? Bilingual. You know what you call people that speak one language? Americans. Yes. Oh my. By the way, my wife and I, we've been traveling, and we've been putting in a lot of miles. We were, about a month ago, we were crossing over the Golden Gate Bridge. And I said to Valor, let's sing God Bless America. And so my wife and I were singing God Bless America over the Golden Gate Bridge. About a week later, we were at the Atlantic Ocean, and we were singing God Bless America from sea to shining sea. We appreciate your prayers for us. We have had the challenge of visiting 40 churches in 3 months. We only have about 3 more weeks to go, and we're very thankful for that. And we're going to go out to Oklahoma City, where my in-laws are, for a few weeks before we return back to Hungary. And so please pray for us. Any other questions? Yes.
What about homeschooling? Are you allowed to do that there?
allowed to? I would say, what, yes? Yeah, I don't know that the Hungarians do that. Are they allowed to? I'm not sure that. I think that there are some homeschool movements that want to kind of start up homeschooling or things like that. So it's there. It's not a foreign concept, but not a lot of people are doing it. Okay, there was another hand in the back. Yes.
Is Dr. Potter the permanent pastor in
Pagina,
or are they still hoping for a different pastor sometime down the road?
Well, he's not the permanent pastor in that I'm not the permanent pastor in Budapest, which is interim pastors. And, yeah, we're working on that project right there. Yeah, it's a long-term thing. Things move slow. Things move slow. How long is pastor going to be here? God's given you a wonderful pastor.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
God's given you a wonderful pastor.
Amen.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. Amen. Any other questions? All right, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Thank the Lord for Adam. Some of you are praying for his salvation. They weren't in church today, but he many times his wife or his daughter is ill, and Adam will still come to church by himself. And so please pray for Adam's soon salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now we read just the first part of verse 9, but looking back, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 1, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Paul there, who, again, he loved his converts. We can see in other cities that he ministered in, for example, Thessalonica, how he loved and he nurtured and he taught them, and how he wanted to teach the Corinthian believers, but he could not. He wanted them to be mature, to be spiritual, but he could only speak unto them as unto carnal. They were just babes in Christ. The Corinthian church. How many of you would like McGuanago Baptist Church to be like the Corinthian church? Would you like that? Would you like that? Yes? No? Yes? I don't think so. The Corinthian church had all sorts of problems. Verse 2, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." I have fed you with milk. Now, nothing wrong with a baby drinking milk, is there? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a new convert feasting on the ABCs, the milk of the Word of God, 1 Peter 2:2. To feast on the milk of the Word of God that you may be able to grow thereby. Nothing wrong with milk, but there comes a time when God wants us to grow up, to be strong, to eat meat, and not just have our sustenance on milk. It says, "For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." Oh, I want you to grow. I want you to be someone. Verse 3, 1 Corinthians 3:3, "For ye are yet carnal," fleshly, just like an unsaved person. "For whereas..." Now, why were they carnal? Why were they? Verse 3. "For whereas there is among you envying." Now, certainly that wouldn't be true here at McGuanago Baptist, right? No envying here, right? No? Right? Oh, no. Certainly no envying. "For there is whereas there is among you envying," and number 2, "strife." Battles. Battling for control, for superiority. Certainly there's none of that here, is there? "And divisions." Oh my, there's no divisions here, are there? You sit on this side of the church because so-and-so is sitting on that side of the church. Divisions. There's none of that here, is there? There isn't any mom and dads here that have divisions, are there? For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions. Look at the end of verse 3. Are ye not carnal? And walk as men. You're walking just like unsaved people. That's not right. It shouldn't be that way. Verse 4. For while one saith, I am of Paul. Some of you say, oh, hey, I was here when I got saved under Pastor Roberts. He's my man. Pastor Roberts, he's my man. Some others say, oh, no, I like Pastor John. Pastor John, he's my man. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not, what? Carnal. Fourth time it said it. Carnal, fleshly, worldly. So the question comes in verse 5, who then is Paul? Who then is Paul? We want to say, this is my man. He's the one that preached, he's the one that baptized me. This is my, I'm a Paul. Who then is Paul? Why is he so important? Why are we so men-centered, men-focused? Who then is Paul, verse 5? And who is Apollos? Look at this division, this strife. One saying, I am a Paul, I am of Apollos. Who are these guys? Verse 5. But ministers by whom ye believe. Thank God for the Pauls. Thank God for the Apolloses. Thank God for whoever God sent into your life and mine to minister to us. It says, by whom ye believe. Aren't you glad that God sent somebody into your life to preach the gospel to you? Amen. They're just ministered. God just sent them. Thank God for the leaders that he gives to us. Now look at verse 6. Paul, he said, I have planted. Yeah, I started the church. Verse 6, Apollos watered. And here we have the very familiar verse. Part of the verse here, we know this here, but God gave the increase. You know, who is this Paul? He just planted. He didn't do anything special. Apollos, he watered. But who is the one that receives the glory and the praise? God. God is the one that gave the increase. And that phrase and that truth is so important that it is repeated again in verse 7. Look at verse 7. So then, neither is he that planteth anything. Forget about him. Oh, here we have veteran missionary, Jim Kinese. Who is he? He's nothing. Nobody. So then, verse 7, so neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth. Forget what man has done. And here we have it the second time in verse 7. But God that giveth the increase. So we talk about how, well, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, and we have this strife and these divisions, these envyings. But he says in verse 8, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. There's no division here. There's no reason for strife or divisions and envying here. We're all one. But who are we one with? It says in the end of verse 8, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And here now we come again to verse 9, the wonderful climax of this passage right here. For we Christians are laborers together with God. God is the one that gives the increase. God is the one that gets the glory for what he has done in Hungary. You know, I look at this presentation. I've seen it a few times, as you can imagine. And I just sit there and I marvel at the fact of what God has done. And God has done it. And you folks, the fruit is abounding to your account and to mine. We all have a part. We all pray. We are going, and we need help others to come and join us. But you who are here, God has placed you to be here, to be faithful, to be faithful Christians here, to be strong. The fruit is abounding to all of our accounts. Please pray for us. Please pray for Adam. Please pray for the Lord to provide more workers. Please pray as we travel the next few weeks and that the Lord would give us... God's been giving us tremendous meetings, and I'm thankful for that. But we're thankful for Mukwonago Baptist Church, who for 26 years, for decades, you have supported us. Thank you for that. God bless you. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this, our home church, the church we know that loves us, supports us, prays for us. And thank you, Lord, that this morning we can rejoice in fruit that abounds because of answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Reka back to church today. Lord, thank you for bringing some visitors this morning. Lord, maybe there's some unsaved mothers that need to trust Christ as their Savior this morning. Might you do your work in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.